Welcome to episode 6 from Stories from the VO Booth. Today we're talking to Natasha Vanzetti, my friend, coach, and mentor. But before we get started, I want to invite you to take part in my free 5-day VO challenge, which is an interactive 5-day roadmap to VO success. To get started for free, simply visit tinazaremba.com/challenge. All right, here's the episode. So, Natasha Vanzetti, thank you so much for joining us today. You are my friend, coach, and mentor, and you are down under. Why don't you tell the folks that are listening a little bit about you, where you are, and what you do?
Thank you, Tina. It's awesome to be here. So I'm a discovery coach and mentor. I'm based in Canberra in Australia, but I actually work with clients globally. Online world is a beautiful thing. And a discovery coach is, I basically help emerging entrepreneurs figure out the direction they want to take and figure out what's standing in their way. So when we can get really stuck on what it is exactly we want to do, we can really hesitate around taking the right action that we need to take until we have all things figured out. And then what we can do is we're going to fall into a trap of not taking the right kind of action steps. So I really help guide and mentor people through that discovery process, discovering the direction they want to take and discovering the steps that they need to take to make that happen.
And I want to add that I've worked with you, and I know folks might be going, well, wait a minute, what would a discovery coach, why would this be appropriate for Stories from the VO Booth? As a voiceover artist, we are entrepreneurs and we can get stuck in, as you say, our mind shit and stuck in overwhelm. So I do think there's immense value in working with a coach that can help you look at what's going on in your head and what action steps you need to take. That are going to help move the needle, and what action steps, what tasks you're doing that you can just delegate or stop doing.
Yeah. So mind shit is a word that, I came up with. It's quite funny. Every time I went to say mindset, mind shit would come out of my mouth. So I just ran with it. And my definition of mind shit is the stories we believe that keep us playing small, because we all have so much potential within us, and yet we limit ourselves so much by, falling for their excuses as we're not ready, it's not my time, I don't know what I'm doing, or, all of the things. Instead of us getting out there and going after what it is we actually want. With any personal or professional development, it is really hard to see things in our own arena. Like, it's really hard for us to give advice to other people, but when you're in the thick of it yourself, you can't always see what's stopping you. You're so emotionally attached to the stories you've created around why you can or you can't do the thing you want to do, that you've got these blinkers and these filters on, and you need an external person to help you see that for yourself, and then to coach and guide you through the steps that you need to take.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to one of the first times we worked together. Tash has a number of different programs that she offers in addition to her one-on-one coaching. And I know her so well now. I say Tash, even though your full name is Natasha.
Everyone calls me Tash. It's fine. I love it.
Good. Well, I remember when we first started working together in, I think it was Clarity Base Camp, you talked about our belief system and our values and how that informs where we're going. And I remember having such resistance, thinking, yeah, I know that. Can we move ahead to what I need to be doing here to continue to grow my career? And it took like a year of me hitting my head against the wall and continuing to work with you, though, but yet not wanting to do like look at my beliefs or my values. Yeah. So I really got how much that guides and influences mind shit.
Yeah. I mean, there is so much information out there. Anyone could log onto Google and just look up anything they wanted and start a business. It's our own habits and beliefs and stories that stop us from actually implementing them. So there's no point me creating a great strategy and saying, yep, just go implement this and you're all set to go, if people don't believe in themselves enough, if they believe the stories they've created around why they can't do it, and quite often they're hidden. They're not just waving a flag going, oh, you can't do this because of this excuse. They're quite hidden, and it takes a bit of work to sort of unravel those layers. And it really is up to us to just go and figure out what those habits and beliefs are that have been stopping us all this time, to then flip those around. And I always call it a flip. There's no right or wrong. It's just sometimes we just have to flip things over.
Yeah.
And when you know what to flip and when you know what steps you need to take, it's amazing how quickly things can turn around for people. And that's what I love to see.
You've worked with entrepreneurs, all different backgrounds, from a stylist to voiceover performer to a copywriter to other coaches? Is there a theme that you see or a thread that kind of connects all of us entrepreneurs?
Yeah, what I find is I work with a lot of professional women who have, you know, left their corporate world, highly successful corporate careers, and yet they could never transfer that success into their business. They kept limiting themselves. They didn't have that full belief system. And what I found quite often is a lot of people would hide behind the brand or the identity or the label that they held within the company they worked for or the business they worked with. And now that they're going out on by themselves, they're limiting their potential because they think that, oh, no, it was the company or the business or the brand that I hid behind. So we have to see that we all have our own success and value within us. And also we put so much pressure on ourselves to have everything perfectly figured out before we'll take any action whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's completely the wrong way to do it, is we have to get the idea, be inspired, and take those steps forward, knowing that the rest of the answers will appear and reveal themselves as you move forward. Your mind can't give you a definitive answer, only action can. So it really is about trusting that one next step is going to reveal the next layer, and then another action step will reveal the next layer. The longer we sit there and try and figure all the pieces out and work everything out first, it's you know, too much time for hesitation and self-doubt to kick in, and you're never going to do the things that you need to do.
You know, as you were saying that, it was making me think about when I work with students on copy that they're auditioning for, and so often they want to really analyze, especially if they have an acting background, they want to analyze the copy and really understand it. And I come from the viewpoint that, yes, look over the copy, have an overarching intention or goal, but then let it go so that the magic can happen, so that the spontaneity can come through. And it's so, as you were speaking, it was making me think about, gosh, it's funny how life mirrors art. Just because, you know, it's important to have an idea where you're going, but you can't map it all out. Things,
no.
Right?
I think it's what we often do as well, and I say we because I've fallen for this as well, is that we often put filters on who we really are as well. We believe that we have to have these masks or these layers or these veils on to make us seem to be better than what we are or different to who we think we need to be. So, you know, in voiceover, for example, people might go in with this preconception that, oh, I need to sound like this person or I need to sound like this person. And, you know, human beings are so finely tuned that we can pick that up a mile away and it never feels or sounds quite right. And we can't always pick why.
Yeah.
But the more you allow yourself just to be you and you're comfortable and confident in the abilities that you have and the style that you naturally portray, then everything just feels so much better. It just feels natural. It feels easier to produce the work, to listen to the work, all of those things. But it is, you know, it is a process to sort of drop those filters and drop those expectations that we put on ourselves and just show up as who we really are. That's the, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things that people get out of working with me, is finally figuring out who they actually are and being okay with that and not trying to be everyone else out there.
But man, it is hard though. I'm just thinking about our culture and sometimes people's family life, you know, telling you this is what you want to aim for and this is who, you know, and even media and entertainment, who you should be, that we take it in sometimes on a subconscious level and aren't even cognizant of it.
No, exactly. And it's really, especially in today's digital world, everything is at our fingertips. And there is so much self-doubt and expectation that we place in ourselves by looking out to what everyone else is doing. So yeah, we really have to be aware of when those expectations are coming into play and stopping us from just showing up as who we are as individuals, and not try and be everyone else out there. There's no way we can all be the Kardashians. There's no way we can all be Venus Williams.
God.
There's no way. Yeah, thank God, right? But even in business, like you see people that, you know, they put a new website or the new branding out and it's exactly the same as someone, you know, a few years ahead in the industry, and they're trying to replicate that. They're trying to mimic that. And I'm all for getting inspiration for people, but you just need to be okay with being yourself. It can be really hard when you're starting out too, just to figure out who you are, because we've spent our whole life doing what people expected or doing what we were told to do, or, you know, especially working in a job, for example, you know, you work 9 to 5, these are your KPIs, this is what you need to do every day. And when you go into business and you make the rules and you kind of think that, okay, well, I need to work these hours and I need to do this and I need to do that. Well, no, if you work better in the morning, then work in the morning. If you work better in the evening, then work in the evening. If you work better in short spurts and then you take an hour's break, then do that. Like, you have to uncover that natural rhythm and style that you have to really allow you to show up as your best self.
So what is one piece of advice you'd give to a voiceover performer who's hustling, is doing the grind, but still isn't where he or she wants to be with their career?
I would get them to take a serious look at what the action steps they are taking. Are they doing the right things they need to do, or are they just doing the busy things that make them feel like they're doing the right things, but they're not actually getting the results? And from that, it can be, you know, if there's things you want to do that feel a bit scary or a bit out there and you're hesitating and you're putting it off till next week or next month, then they're probably the steps that you need to do, rather than just hiding behind the laptop or hiding behind the mic and just doing, you know, this autopilot process of chasing auditions, doing the tape, you know, getting it out there. Sometimes it could be that you need to, you know, make a phone call, meet someone in person, build relationships, approach someone, you know, that you might feel is out of your league. But at the end of the day, you know, what harm is there in doing it? So it's the steps that are a little bit scary that will often move us forward. And once you've taken that step, you realize that the fear was just something you created, you know, within your mind anyway. It's not really as bad as we make it out to be.
So how can folks learn more about you and stay in touch?
So you can find me at natashavanzetti.com. If you want to go to natashavanzetti.com/free, you'll find my Master Your Mind Shit ebook, which again, this is sort of a snapshot of some of the excuses that are keeping you playing small and hopefully will help you play a bigger game in your voiceover career. If you're on Instagram, you can come and see where I play at Natasha Vanzetti. And then Facebook is facebook.com/NatashaVanzetti online.
Awesome. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina. Love your work. See you later.
Stories from the VO Booth is produced at Lotus Productions in New York City. Special thanks to producer and editor Sam Ufret. Stay tuned next week for episode 7, where I'm talking with fellow VO artist Gail Thomas about her amazing career in animation. You're going to want to check it out. And a reminder, you're invited to take part in my free 5-day VO challenge. Go to tinazaremba.com/challenge to learn more and sign up. Until next time, here's to owning our voices.